We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You see a lot of the sketches from the Diddy trial that's going on now, and it's fascinating because they look so slightly disheveled.
Yeah,
and
well, it's a little bit abstract.
Yes.
Right, right.
And I kept thinking, I'm like, well, are all sketch artists like this? How do you become a sketch artist? What does that even mean? Cedric Honstad is a professional illustrator and courtroom sketcher. You can check out his website, courtroomsketches.com. Cedric, first of all, if you were sketching the Diddy trial, I would be able to understand because your work is so cool and it looks like animation is really what it is.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You know, Cedric, I do definitely see what Anna's talking about, where the stuff that we're seeing from the Diddy trial is much more like abstract looking. It looks very much more like they're working almost in like chalks or whatever. And yours is much more defined and detailed. So I can see that very clearly in your artwork here.
Part of the issue is, I get to work on an iPad usually, but it's up to each judge. And some judges won't allow an iPad or even a cell phone in the courtroom because it has a camera on it and, you know, no cameras in the courtroom. So if a judge says that, then you got to work in traditional media, which it looks like is what's going on in the Diddy trial, where they're digging out chalk and paper, which is less forgiving with mistakes. If you make a mistake, you're just stuck with it.
Oh, you know what? I mean, that makes a lot of sense, right? It's a federal case, so there's right. No cameras allowed.
Cedric, we have so many questions for you. One, if you think somebody is guilty and you don't like them, do you draw them to be ugly?
I try really hard not to. First, the prosecution gets up and they spend a day or two or more, you know, laying out their case. And by the time they're done, you just think, boy, this person is really guilty. But
right.
But sometimes the defense gets up. And then after a couple of days of that, you know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, they're still guilty. But other times I'm like, you know what? This is not as simple as it first appeared. And it's really important to hear both sides. And I try to stay objective like that in my brain. The whole point of me being there is to try and preserve the integrity of the process so that fairness is pursued over sensationalism.
Well, you're talking about having your own opinion. Does anybody ask you, like, what do you think's happening here? Like, do you get to talk to the jury and the judge?
Right. Like, it's interesting,
no,
right? You're not sequestered, right?
So I'm not sequestered. I usually am not allowed to talk to any of the attorneys or any of the witnesses. And when it comes to the jury, you're not even allowed to draw the jury at all.
Cedric, why? I mean, this may seem like a ridiculous question, but why do we even have sketch artists anyway in the courtroom?
The basic idea is that you're trying to balance two competing things. The theory is you're trying to keep everything fair, make sure both sides get a fair say, and that you're just looking at strictly the facts and not sensationalizing it. On the other hand, you have the public has a right to know what's going on. And so the courtroom sketch artist is supposed to be kind of a compromise between those two.
And Cedric, one last thing is the P. Diddy trial. I think they don't like him because they make him look terrible, old.
I don't like him.
Do you think that there's some bias there?
I can't say what's going on in their mind. Just show the public what's really happening in the courtroom and not editorialize. That's what most sketch artists strive for. But I can't speak to what a particular artist is thinking.
Have you ever had anybody ask you, like, can you make me thinner?
Oh, yeah, I get things like that all the time. Well, another thing to keep in mind, to be fair to the artist, is they have to crank these out really fast. In today's media environment, you know, everybody wants everything immediately. In the old days, you could work on a sketch, you know, for hours and maybe even turn it in that night or the next day. And now you got to just crank it out as quick as possible. So they are working extremely fast. And one other thing that I have had happen to me, when you first walk in, the courtroom's empty. Like, they let the media gets to come in first. And so you pick a spot and you don't even know, like, is the defendant going to be sitting on the left side of the room, on the right side of the room? Are they going to have their back to me? And so you pick a spot and the room just packs full of people. And then the very last people to come in are the players. Then you find out, do I have a good seat or not? So I've had a couple trials where I had sitting with the defendant's back to me and just had to make do the best I could.
Fascinating.
They might actually not even be looking at him.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. If you want to learn more about Cedric, head to his website, courtroomsketches.com. This was fascinating. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.